Thanks, Greg. Yes, we are with Jeffrey Smith, Artistic Director of the Philadelphia Boys Choir. This is quite a production we have here coming up.
Oh, yeah, we're very excited to be involved in this. The boys are loving it. The music is just beautiful, and I think the audience is really enjoying it.
Could we talk a little bit about the Boys Choir? It began, I understand, in 1968 as the all-elementary school boys choir and has evolved over the years into actually several choirs.
Right. So, as you said, they were originally part of the school district and an all-city boys choir, and then eventually, around 1980, broke away and became our own independent nonprofit organization. At that point, we added some younger training choirs, and then about 10 years ago, we added the Philadelphia Girls Choir, so they are also part of our organization. And then also, as part of the organization, we have private voice teachers who give voice lessons, a piano teacher as well.
So you audition boys between the ages of 7 and 12, and it must be constantly changing membership because boys' voices change.
Right, yeah. It's not like a professional choir where you establish this sound and the people know you and you just continue that. With this, we're constantly training new kids, and they're young. As you said, we start at 7 in the training program. In our performing choir, the youngest is probably 9 or 10. But in a very short period of time, they need to understand how things go and the sound we're looking for and our musical expectations. And then within 3 or 4 years, their voice changes and they're done. Now, we do have lower voice parts as well, the tenors and basses, so they can move into that. But as far as our sopranos and altos go, each kid's only in for a few years, and each year we bring in new kids.
So who is here today singing with the orchestra?
So we have about half of our main performing choir. I've chosen mostly the older kids that have been in a little bit longer, and some of them have had experience singing with the orchestra before or with Opera Philadelphia. They've all sung with the ballet and the Philly Pops as well. But I wanted to make sure these kids were prepared and experienced and ready for it.
How many boys are here, and what kind of abilities do they need to sing something like the Ravel?
So there are 38 boys here today, and again, that's about half of our main performing choir. For this particular piece, as I said, I was looking for boys that were more experienced, but I also wanted to make sure it was in their vocal range and in a strong part of their range, because some of our boys, their voices have begun to change, but yet they still have this head voice and they're able to sing well, but not the full range, you know. So looking at the range of this piece, fortunately, it's not a huge vocal range, and it sits mostly right in the middle of their voice. There's nothing low and there's nothing high. So I just needed to pick boys that I knew would be able to sing strong in that part of their voice. And then, of course, the piece is in French, and it's very fast. So we had to take some time to go over that. But, you know, I really didn't take that into consideration when choosing the boys, because we often sing in foreign languages, so they all should be ready for that. So we took our time, we did it slowly, and, you know, get it going faster and faster until they're up to speed on it.
Well, it's a really fun, colorful piece, too, this opera ballet that Ravel wrote the music for. Mm-hmm. And in the program, it says the boys play the numbers. Did you talk about the story and coach them in that way?
Yes. So in their scene, basically, the main character is a child played by a woman, and she or he is having a temper tantrum, basically, and kind of destroying everything in the room. And at some point, all the things in a room come to life and start complaining and, you know, yelling at the child. And so the boys, they're called the numbers, and basically they're the numbers in her math book. So the math book comes to life, and there's a kind of a tutor that pops out, and he sings with the boys, and they're the math problems or the math numbers coming to life and taunting the child, basically.
Well, it must have been fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, the boys are getting into it.
These boys have performed for major ensembles like the Philadelphia Orchestra, like the Pennsylvania Ballet, and other ensembles. They tour, they perform for world leaders. They really get a well-rounded performing experience in the boys' choir.
Oh, yes. And when I was a kid, I also sang in the Philadelphia Boys' Choir, so I can relate to them. But it's an amazing experience, amazing opportunity. And just to get to work with these professional musicians, professional conductors, And of course, the thrill of being on these huge stages with, you know, thousands of people in the audience, and, you know, and they get a lot of attention for it, and we have to be careful that it doesn't go to their heads. You know, most of them take it seriously, and they're proud to be in the choir, and they're proud of the things they do, and they work hard.
What do you think music can do for these kids? Because you have your own experience, and now you see it in the next generation.
Yeah, well, you know, music is a great outlet. It's a great way to express yourself emotionally. And, you know, it's funny. I didn't realize that so much as a kid, and I know a lot of these kids don't realize it, too. Sometimes they're just up there singing the notes, and they're trying hard, but they're not necessarily connecting emotionally. And that's something, that's one of my goals as well, to try to get them to connect emotionally, because it's a great outlet for that. Even whether they compose or not, even if they're just performing it, just to be able to let it all out. And, you know, you can do that with your instrument without the words, but having the text in addition makes it even more possible.
That's great. Well, judging from the laughter and the excitement this afternoon, it sounds as if it's a great musical experience, but also a great personal experience for them.
Oh, certainly. I know they're having a great time. For me, too, personally, I just love Ravel and this music. It's just so inventive. It's a great experience for them.
Well, we look forward to the second half. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Smith.
Thanks, Susan.